Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining us. And I hope you're having a great weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Special weekend in our house. Got a lot of veterans. I know it's not Veterans Day, but a lot of veterans in our family. And thank you to all those who've paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Obviously can't say thank you enough. And hopefully you get some time this weekend, take a little time out. And I always like to watch a few military movies, trying to get the kids into Patton, you know, with George C. Scott. Going to be a tough one. We previewed it a little bit the other night, and I was telling them it's a Memorial Day weekend tradition. Traditions are important. And want to pass that on. Just want to have my kids grow up with an appreciation, you know, for their freedom, for what makes this country great and what's made it great. And, right up there, obviously, at the top of the list, and I'm sure if you're listening to this radio show, you're probably in agreement, but right up there at the top of the list is the people that have paid that ultimate price to keep us free. So, anyway, thank you so much to all the families out there that have given so much, and it's a horrific price they have to pay as well. And, like I said, just hopefully you get a chance this weekend, just take a little time out and reminisce and think and reflect on all those who have paid a price. Matter of fact, my daughter is doing a project right now on the Revolutionary War, and we were doing a drawing and a storyboard about Washington crossing the Delaware to fight the Hessian mercenaries. And I was explaining to her the story and what happened, how many of those troops didn't have shoes. And anyway, I could spend the entire hour talking about that. It's just incredible. So anyway, get to the market update, of course. Got a great show planned for you today. Going to talk about some amazing, amazing, and it's not always a good thing, right? Amazing things going on in the economy. And going to talk about something that I've termed a Potemkin virus or a Potemkin society. And I want to explain that. We'll cover that in the next segment, coming up on segment number two. But also want to revisit the whole valuation issue. Talk about the Buffett yardstick. We've talked about the Buffett valuation rule or the Buffett golden rule. But I want to talk about the Buffett value yardstick because I think that's important. And these are rules and valuation metrics that Warren Buffett himself has followed and advocated and used as guiding lights or one of the major inputs to his investment decisions. And I think we would do well as retail investors or professional investors like myself to pay attention to a guy like Buffett, who's compounded money at a rate that very few, if any, people in the history of this economy can say that, you know, they've been in that neighborhood. I think it's compounded returns since 1960 or something like a 23% average per year. And over the same period of time, the S&P averaged 9.8, which is incredible. Anyway, want to talk about, revisit the valuation issue. We haven't talked about that in a little while. And there's some very interesting readings from that metric. So I think that's going to be a good one. Also want to talk about something that I would venture to guess 90, maybe 95% of you out there, even astute investors, probably have never thought about, probably not have never read about something we call sequencing risk. And this is Know Your Risk Radio. And you know, look, I hope that this isn't a depressing show. I don't want it to be. I want to be in knowledge is power. I want to be as informative and educational as possible. But I also want to emphasize the whole risk management. Know Your Risk Radio. Obviously, that's a big idea to us. That's a big concept that we believe, and it certainly is for our firm, but we believe should be at the center point of retail investment strategies, especially for those in or approaching retirement. And people say to me sometimes, you know, Zach, all I hear you talking about is bad stuff. And I go, really? Well, that's not my reading of it. But as a fiduciary, as a prudent investor, you know, it's like my college football coach always used to say, let's not focus on the things that we know that we do well, right? We're going to keep practicing them because we don't want to just neglect them. But let's focus singularly on our weaknesses. Let's work on our weaknesses. With investing, it's the same way, right? I don't need to worry about markets going parabolic and we'll do fine. We'll make tons of money. It's great. What do we need to worry about? We should be more worried about risk. Not worried, but in terms of attention paid, we should be focusing more on what can go wrong. Right? If things go more right than we think, we end up with more money than we planned. Not exactly a hard problem to deal with, right? But if we don't prepare, if we are not paying attention to the risks and bringing a risk management strategy into our approach, that brings up bad surprises. And we don't want bad surprises in retirement. One of the things that drove me nuts when I was at Wells Fargo, good firm, don't mean to denigrate them at all, but Wells Fargo Advisors, we had this program, and I've talked about it on the air before, but it was a Monte Carlo simulator that basically told you what your chances of success were in terms of your, you know, the assets you have, the growth rate, and, you know, your expected retirement spending, and, you know, what were your chances of succeeding, meaning you wouldn't spend more than you had. You wouldn't exhaust your money. And a success rate, or we got a green light if the probability of success was 75% or greater, right? I always found that interesting, though, because how many retirements do we get? One. Just one. What does the success rate need to be? It needs to be 100%. And there are relatively easy ways to do that. And yet most of us aren't. So want to focus back into the risk management side. So we're going to talk about sequencing risk and how that can possibly impact you. Want to also talk, I can't believe we haven't addressed this, but another asset class out there that is playing an ever increasingly more important role in our clients' portfolios and is in our strategy as a firm is REITs, real estate investment trusts. Now, let me just say that I think that this is an interesting topic because we hear real estate investment trust and something pops into our head or we have an impression, good, bad. The thing we need to know is that they're not all made equally. As a matter of fact, I don't know of another asset class like real estate investment trust that can vary so widely. And it's one of the reasons that we haven't used them as much as some other planners, but we have a phenomenal new program or a new investment vehicle that we're using for our clients. And I think it's a great diversifier, great risk management approach, and it just fits perfectly into what we're doing as a firm, which if you've listened to the show before, all about risk management. How do we increase what we're making while decreasing our downside risk and muting volatility? And this will feed right back into the sequencing risk issue that we're going to discuss. So, as always, I'm pumped. You could probably tell that. I think these topics are fascinating. And you know what? This market and this economy, it's like the gift that keeps giving. It just, you know, regardless of what side you're on, maybe you think everything's great. Everything's going to infinity and beyond. Maybe you're freaked out. You got your money under your mattress, right? Whatever it is, I hope you take the time to sit back and look at what's going on in the world because it really is a fascinating time, a time that is incomparable to any other in human history. So without further ado, went a little bit over there on the introduction, but let's go into the market update. What are we seeing going on? again, it's crazy. It's basically a trendless market. Got a good bounce back in gold in the last couple days due to the fears of the North Korea situation going off the rails. Gold remains really hard to read, though. It's all over the place. Every time somebody makes a prognostication on which direction it's going to go, the only thing that seems to be consistent is that it's making everybody look stupid, right? Oil continues to be really strong. Definitely those inflationary signs that we've been talking about for the last 6 months. Guys, and I don't, bonds, yields pulled back a little bit this week, which is normal, though, the run they're on. I keep sitting down with clients whose performance is just incredibly underwhelming, and they're all looking at the stock side of the portfolio, and the bonds are killing them. Listen, you are getting a preview of what bonds are going to do to your returns going forward. Rates have nowhere else to go, guys. They might stay this low for a while. And if they do, congratulations, you'll keep getting lower than the inflation rate on your yield. But at some point, they got to keep moving higher like they've been. And the average bond portfolio is down anywhere from 5 to 8% over the last 16 months. The safe part of your portfolio, the firewall that's supposed to keep your funds preserved, the conservative growth part of your portfolio, is down between 5 to 8% on average, net of fees, over the last 16 months. Horrible returns. Historically horrible returns. And it's just going to get worse, guys. Rates are going up. It is the train going down the tracks that nobody seems to pay attention to, especially in the retail space. So other than that, again, we're just doing this sideways movement on the S&P 500. Low volume, not a lot of conviction. No panics, no freaking outs, right? We don't do that. We don't try to time markets. But definitely some things we want to consider. So anyway, as always, you can call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And you can get our free Common Sense Investing booklet where we talk about our bond replacement and how well that's performed. It's actually done a lot better than we anticipated. We can also talk about, you can get on there and you can access the Roger Ibbotson white paper where he talks about our bond replacement, the fixed indexed annuity being so much better than, and I say the word, right? Dirtiest word in investing, annuity. You know, put the bias aside. Look at the numbers, guys. Look at the numbers. Our most popular product did 13% last year with no downside risk, no fees. For those of you sitting in bonds or cash or conservative portfolios, we use it because there is nothing better. Right, you can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for our podcast, and sign up for the new letter, the new newsletter that we've got, totally free of charge. Talked about that a lot last week. But anyway, and also you can do the 15-minute phone interview where we do the side-by-side comparison of what's currently in your portfolio and compare it to what we're doing for clients, lower fees, higher averages, higher gain, you know, better gains, more downside protection. And we just show you side-by-side. Look, this is what we did. Our 50-50 portfolio of stocks and our bond replacement last year did, you know, what was it, slightly over 18%. 50-50 average cost for our clients was around 55 basis points all in. All right, compare that to the average 60-40 stock bond portfolio did about 11, 10 net of fees. So we can get more secure. We can get the whole rising interest rate bond debacle out of our portfolio, and we can drastically increase upside performance and lower cost and lower risk. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the rest of the show. Thanks again for joining us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors, host of Long-Term Care Radio, right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. And Brian, you have a class coming up in Bellevue, June 2nd, a great way to learn about long-term care planning. What do you think is the one thing our listeners really need to know?
It's simple, Dory. Medicare and health insurance doesn't pay for long-term care. It's really up to you. In fact, there are only two ways to pay for long-term care. One is to pay out of pocket and watch everything you've worked hard for get whittled down, or the second way is to move that risk to an insurance company by setting up a long-term care plan.
Which is exactly what my wife and I did with Brian. I encourage you to do the same. Sign up for Brian's next class, June 2nd. Learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most with the newest programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com, and learn more by tuning in every Saturday morning at 7 for Long-Term Care Radio on Cairo Radio.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. And as always, you can go to the website, sign up for the new newsletter. We've been meaning to get this out for a long time. And if you like some of the stuff we talk about on the show, the whole idea is for our clients, but it's free of charge. Anybody can sign up for it. Is we go into these things a little bit more in depth and provide graphs and actual information. Just a way to better inform yourself, and hopefully it can be of some value. So you can go to knowyourriskradio.com. And it's got a link automatically to Bulwark's website. And on there, you can sign up for the BCM Insider Report, the Bulwark Capital Management Insider Report, which is the newsletter. And we just delve into these things in deeper detail. And also provide the information, the graphs, the charts, things like that. So if you're a chart junkie like I am, I don't know why, the power of a chart, right? It can illustrate it better than talking about it. So anyway, wanted to get into something, though. One of the things that I think is so fascinating about finance and about the world in general, really, is history, right? The way that history repeats itself. It doesn't always repeat itself, but it often rhymes. All those different adages. And one of the stories I've always found fascinating is the whole Potemkin Village story. And if you've never heard about that, it was based off of a guy named Grigory Potemkin. He was a Russian guy, like that, the technical term guy. He was a noble in Russia, and he was trying to woo the Russian Empress Catherine II back in the late 1700s. And she'd put him in charge of building out public infrastructure and housing and things of that nature. And he took her, long story short, he was primarily in charge of Crimea, right? Which has been big in the headlines over the last couple of years. But he was taking her on a road trip through that area to show her all the wonderful, you know, progress that they had made and how they built things out. And so they slapped together these building facades. And so brand new, but it would be just the front, right? The storefront. And they'd go through the village and, oh, wow, look at all the progress you've made. And as soon as they'd leave the village on their route, because he's trying to woo Catherine II, who was the empress at that time, and trying to impress her. And as soon as they left that village or that city or that locale, they'd rip it down, hustle ahead of where he and the empress were going to be, and build it back up again. Now, the fascinating thing that I've always, keyed on in that, in this story, is that this is not the only example that we see in Russian history with this whole building up of the facade, right? Maybe it has something to do with the whole Russian, deeply ingrained. And look, if I'm getting any of the details slightly wrong on this, I don't want to offend any of our Russian listeners, because this has become a global phenomenon. But we'll stick to the Russian story. But we saw a very similar thing happen in the 80s, at the end of the USSR dominance, right? When you know, the Eastern Bloc countries broke apart, and Russia basically went bankrupt overnight. It shocked a lot of people, but that had been a 15-year process. And if you talk to people living in the USSR at the time, they knew that they were on the edge of breaking up or going under. They were a horrible crisis. You know, up to 10, 15 years prior to the actual dissolving of the USSR as the entity that it was known at the time. But they kept that face on. They put up public displays and, you know, marches and parades and, yeah, they had the world thinking that they were still carrying a pretty big stick, but they were a paper tiger. And the reason I think that that's fascinating is because we see a lot of those same things in the West now, or what I'm referring to as a Potemkin society. Right? We got asset prices at record highs. We talk about this on the show all the time. But what's the underlying value? People talk about the economy booming. And look, this isn't, we're on KTTH, right? This isn't a hit piece on Republicans or Donald Trump or anything like that. But due to free market capitalism and the free economy that we live in, we need to be thinking outside of political dogma, right? At the end of the day, we're in charge of funding our own retirements. Sure, we got Social Security, but as you all probably know, that ain't exactly going to keep us in the lap of luxury, right? So as far as the vacation homes, you know, paying for grandkids' costs, that's on us. And so we've got to set aside the political rhetoric and the dogmatic arguments and, you know, good, right is good and left is bad. We got to focus on really what's going on. And we see record asset prices and a record number of billionaires and a record gap between the rich and the poor. And yet underneath it, we've got an economy that hasn't managed to grow at more than 2.5% for over a decade now. Now, has it gotten better with Trump? Yeah. But we're also staring at this massive debt issue. And, oh, by the way, another symptom of the Potemkin society is, guess what? Subprime mortgages are back, and they're back with a vengeance. Great article that came out today on Bloomberg, all about a branch manager of a mortgage institution. Now, this guy is writing, what's his name? Angelo Christian is his name. But if you've got some time, pull up Bloomberg and pull up this article. It's called Getting Rich on Government-Backed Mortgages. Now, he's selling FHA mortgages. And in this article, this guy's a mortgage broker, right? In this article, he's talking about how he just ordered his Lamborghini. He's selling his get-rich-quick program, being a loan, you know, a loan broker, a mortgage broker. Talks about, and then they've got quotes from the clients that he's helped out. The people getting FHA-insured loans with 569 credit scores that have had bankruptcies in the last 2 or 3 years. Guy sits there, 50% of this guy's monthly income is going to pay for his mortgage. And he still got underwritten. Here we go again. Get ready. And the thing that kills me about it is how soon we forget. Right? The same stuff is going on right now. We've got corporations doing corporate buybacks at a rate that's never been seen. 85, 90% of which are being financed by debt. Record level of debt on corporate balance sheets, record level of debt on municipalities and local governments, federal government, we all know the scenario there, staring at $2 trillion deficits by 2020. And that's a forecast. Maybe they don't quite get there, but bottom line is get comfortable with $1 trillion plus deficits because they're coming. If not here by the end of the year. We're living on a credit card, people. And we've seen this movie. And now we've got articles like this where this schmuck, and you got to, I don't want to denigrate anybody, but you got to read the article because it just reeks 2007. And this is just one example. But we're doing the exact same thing. And it's easy credit that is driving up asset prices. It's not economic rejuvenation. This isn't some great economic synchronized growth they talk about all the time or a roaring economy. It's all hyperbole. I mean, it truly is a Potemkin society. The facade of it's there, Right, it looks good on the surface. A lot of Bentleys are getting sold. A lot of Ferraris getting sold. But what's really going on? What's really going on with wages? Are they growing faster? Yes, but they're still not growing as fast as the inflation rate. So technically, we're moving backwards. And then these people getting these loans 2-3 years after bankruptcy. And what is that doing? It's driving real estate higher too. But like I said, the thing that blows my mind about it is this relative calm. This, hey, there's nothing to worry about feeling by so many people out there. It's shocking to me. And it's shocking to me because we're not talking about economic theory here. We're not talking about the things that can go wrong. We are literally doing the same things that led to the last crashes in 08, 09, and 1999 and 2000, in 2000, 2001. The same stuff, but we're doing it on steroids. Valuations as a percentage of market cap are at the 2001 highs. Debt, corporate balance sheets, 35% higher than it was in 2007. It's just a redux. And yet the vast majority of investors are doing the same old thing, and they're acting like, well, what is there to worry about? And the thing from our perspective that really makes it tough is not only is there a way to be safer, not only is there a way to reduce your risk, but it also comes at almost zero opportunity cost, meaning we're greatly outperforming the traditional stock bond portfolio. And bonds are the easiest thing to go after, guys. Rates are going up. I'm shocked how many people are still sitting in the traditional allocation of stock to bonds. I'm shocked. Even though I just got done with a new client of ours that came on board. He's in an ultra-conservative 40% stock, 60% bond portfolio, okay? Traditional valuations, meaning if everything would have been equal last year, S&P 500 was up 23%, bonds should have been up 6%, his overall gain should have been around 12.5%, 13% last year. You know what it was? It was 2.89% after fees. In a year where the market was up 23%. Do you know why? Because his bonds on average were down 9.5%. And this is with the 10-year yield just hitting 3, which is still historically low. And we had the conversation. He goes, why aren't most people doing this? Why aren't they getting out of bonds? And I said, because most investors make changes when they feel pain, not before. Even something so obvious as rising rates. You don't even need to put your ear to the ground to see that coming. We just had the 10-year last week hit 3.1, the highest it had been in 7 years. And if you don't know, as interest rates rise, bonds lose money. They are not the safety valve in your portfolio. They're going to be a guaranteed loser. People go, well, what if rates don't go up? Well, congratulations. You're still going to be yielding somewhere between 1% to 1.5% on your money, which is less than the inflation rate. It's not an investment. So anyway, that whole Potemkin society thing, it was just fascinating to me because you look around and you see it everywhere, right? We're back to writing bad debt, back to writing bad mortgages. And if you want to know how we're protecting our clients from this, especially the bond scenario, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. We'll get you out our Common Sense Investing booklet, which is just redone, brand new edition, updated. And we'll talk about exact this bond replacement strategy and how well it's been working for our clients, how it's allowed us to have less exposure to risk, greater gains, and lower the cost. Like I said, our average 50-50 stock and bond replacement portfolio last year was up over 18%. Average cost that clients paid for it was 55 basis points, just a touch over 0.5%. There are alternatives, but you got to educate yourself. You can also go to the website, Know Your Risk Radio. It leads right to Bulwark Capital's website. Got a bunch of good resources on there. Sign up for the free newsletter. Or, hey, you can just give us a call and schedule a 15-minute portfolio review on the phone. We'll do a side-by-side comparison to what you currently have, and we'll show you. Look, here's what we're doing. Here's this portfolio that didn't lose a dime in 2008, 2009. Not a dime. That's no guarantee of future results. But far less risk, far less cost, greater performance in the upside. You just got to educate yourselves. So anyway, stick with us. Got great more segments coming up. Want to talk about the Buffett yardstick, sequencing risk, and REITs. Haven't talked about those before. on the show. So excited to do that. Anyway, hang with us. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Hopefully, I don't know why, but sitting here in the studio today, I'm hoping that some of you are listening to this show while you're barbecuing. You know, I don't know about you guys. You walk outside, you know, you smell the grass. I think I just picked up on it last weekend. Took the kids to my son to T-ball, which 5-year-old T-ball. I got to tell you, if you got some time on your hands, and even if your kid's not playing, if you want a good laugh, go to a 5-year-old T-ball game. One of the kids hit this, 5-foot dribbler off the tee, and there was this dog pile, 6 kids on top of each other with a baseball at the bottom. It was like you were watching, WWF or something like that. I mean, there was, other than the fact that there was a bat, a ball, and baseball mitts, you didn't really realize you were watching baseball. It was hilarious. Anyway, though, the smell of the grass, the weather starts heating up, and you walk outside and you smell that barbecue from somewhere in the neighborhood, right? It just gets me every time. So it makes me feel better sitting in the dark studio today, hoping that you guys are out there barbecuing. And maybe you're just driving to a barbecue. So that works too. But anyway, so wanted to get right into this. And, I always get interesting comments whenever we talk about Buffett. Warren Buffett, that is. I'm sure most of you probably knew that. And I get it specifically from listeners on the show. And they go, you take cues and you bring up Warren Buffett, but I hate his politics. Okay, yeah, I'm not a big fan of a lot of what Warren Buffett has to say as far as politically. I'm with you. But once again, finance is different than politics. No one can question the results. Right? If you told people that Warren Buffett was giving you investment advice, the first question out of their mouths would probably be, what'd he say? Right? So it's probably a good idea to listen to what he has to say. Now, the thing that got me is he's done a couple interviews recently. Berkshire had their annual meeting. And he was talking my book, which shocked me. But he's looking at the same stuff I am. So it didn't surprise me to hear that he had similar opinions. But one of the two biggest things he talked about, he'll never come out and say the market's overvalued. He didn't in 2001 until after the fact. He didn't in 2007 until after the fact. So he's not going to come out and make prognostications. I think a lot about that has to do with him preserving his legacy. I don't think he wants to be the one that sits there and tells people, look, things are overblown, and cause some kind of hysteria and market meltdown and get blamed for it. But one of the things, the two things that he talked about that really resonated was he talked about what horrible investments bonds were presently. I thought they were just horrible investments. And valuations. And Warren has two ways that he has historically looked at stock market valuations. Now, if you've read Warren Buffett, he does not try to predict where markets go. He says it all the time. You know, don't ask me where the market's going. I don't know. And he doesn't say that to be humble. He says that because nobody does. And for those of you out there that have talked to anybody that has special insight, or they're telling you this is how we do the market and this is how we buy low, just tune them out. Okay, because nobody knows. Now, there are guys that are very good at picking up at the slight inference, the slight hint of a change, and tacking when they see that or when they realize that change. But there's nobody out there that successfully, over a long period of time, predicts stock market moves. There's just too many variables. It's impossible. You're dealing with emotion. It's like Buffett says again, that in the short term, the market is a voting machine. In the long term, it's a weighing machine. Meaning that for short periods of time, or they can be extended as we've seen over the last 9 years, the markets respond most to voting, right? What people's emotional feelings, right? They feel like they want to put money into the market. They feel like things are good. And those emotional highs and those emotional effects can last for a while. But eventually, the market determines the real value of something, and that's where it gets priced. So one of the ways that he looks at valuation, there's two basic ways. He looks at the entire size of the stock market and gauges it against the economy. And there's a simple brilliance to that. In 1999, 2000, peak of the tech bubble, the total valuation of stock market capitalization in the United States got up to 136% of the size of the economy. So it was 36% larger than the size of the economy. And you don't have to be a statistician to see that stat or hear that stat and go, well, that's kind of obvious. How can the market possibly be 36% more valuable than the entire size of the economy? Right, something's got to be wrong. And that was a record at the time. Until the last 6 months. Middle of 2017, that ratio of total market capitalization, so all the values of publicly traded stocks measured against the entire size of the economy, hit 138, 139. It's backed off a little bit since then, but it's hovering right around that record set in 1999. So on that basis, we're right at record high valuations. That's the number one most common, what we refer to as the Buffett valuation metric. The second valuation metric he's got is called the Buffett yardstick. And what this tracks is 10-year returns of the market. So looking at what the market averaged over a 10-year period of time and averaging that together. And the relationship to the valuation of stocks and, you know, other, you know, investable assets over the next 10 years. And what we've seen going clear back into the late 40s is this very, very tight correlation between current market valuations having to relate to the next 10 years of valuations. Now, it sounds a little wonkish, but I'll break it down even further, and it's pretty simple to understand. The higher current valuations are, the less stock returns will be in the next 10 years. Right? Because we used to know this, that trees didn't grow to the sky. We didn't used to live in as much of a Potemkin society that we referenced in the past, in the last segment. But we used to be a little bit more realistic as a society. But so when we look at the Buffett yardstick, it currently right now, this is Buffett's metrics. You may not agree with me. That's fine. Take it up with Warren. But based on current stock market valuations, Buffett's yardstick is predicting negative 3% annualized returns for the stock market over the next 10 years. And that's just based on historical ratios and correlations. And that happens to be the second worst reading in the last 80 years outside of January 1, 2000 at the very height of the tech bubble burst, or the tech bubble. So both Buffett valuation metrics are at record highs. Now, then we sit there and go, okay, has something changed? So then we take a look and go, okay, this is what Buffett's looking at to determine valuation in stock markets. Because remember, guys, everybody gets carried away with what happened this quarter and what were their sales numbers and what did their stock do and all that kind of stuff. Regardless of what we're looking at, whether it's a stock, a corner store, a grocery store, whatever it is, assuming that there is actual underlying value in the investment we're talking about, the one predictor of future returns, the one thing that has the most to do with how that investment will turn out is what you pay for it. Right? People sit there and go, a stock doubled. Well, if you bought it 20% before the top, you didn't double, right? So the number one indicator regarding future returns is what you're currently paying for those assets. And when you're sitting in assets or asset classes that are at record highs, which pretty much every asset class is right now, you're going to have muted forward returns, if not nasty losses. It's just the way it works. So now we say, and this is big in the financial industry, this might be what your chart says, this might be what your indicator says, but what are you doing? Right? Are you taking your own medicine? And we look at Buffett right now and Berkshire Hathaway. We've been talking about this, and that cash pile just keeps growing. Berkshire Hathaway is sitting on $130 billion of cash. Highest amount of cash in relation to the market capitalization he's ever had on his balance sheet. What does that tell you? It tells you the stocks are really expensive. And in that same meeting where he talked about some of this stuff, he talked about what a horrible deal bonds were. Why does he hate bonds? For the same reason we do. Interest rates have hit zero. The game is over for bonds. Rates are either going to stay here, a la Japan 1989, right? Which means that you can expect negative real returns on your bonds going forward. Or rates are going to go up and your bonds are going to get smoked. You need to find an alternative. We also need to make sure that we're limiting equity risk. When we get a downturn, when, not if, when we get a downturn, a lot of people are going to feel really stupid. Because all the warning signs are here, guys. It's just a matter of time. We're now the second longest bull market in U.S. history. Does that mean we want to time it and get out of stocks? No. What it does mean, though, is we should have more of a defensive posture. We should focus more on limiting fees. We should focus on being in investments that limit downside. We should try to generate outperformance in other areas of the portfolio. And one of the easiest ways to do it right now is bonds. Get them out. They're going to eat you alive. It'll be just a slow erosion of your capital over the next 10 to 15 years. What are we replacing them with? Dirtiest word in investing, the fixed indexed annuity. And listen, you're going to hear a lot of, there's some of you that are probably going to turn the radio off the minute you hear that word come out of my mouth. You need to look into it. Call us. Dory's a client of ours. Dory's endorsing us. Dory would not sully his name backing up some snake oil push by some guy named Zach on the radio. How do these products work? First of all, they've got no fees. No upfront fees, no ongoing fees. They give you 60 to 70% of the upside of the stock market in years where the market goes up, and they guarantee you a lot against loss in the years where the market goes down. Depending on the product, depending on how it's been indexed, these things have averaged somewhere between 6 to 7% a year over the last 30 years, net of fees. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's a heck of a lot better than bonds. It protects us from rising interest rates, and most importantly, it guarantees you against loss. If the insurance company goes under, the products are backed up by the Washington State Guarantee Fund, which is sort of like the insurance world's version of FDIC insurance. They're about as safe as you can get. Last year, our number one product did over 13%. That's a rare year. S&P was up 23%, but they work. It's a no-brainer. As a bond replacement, why do we own bonds? To be secure. These are more secure than bonds. They can't lose money. They don't even have fees. You don't even pay me to manage it. And if you want to know more about those, that's what our Common Sense Investing booklet is. It's all about this product that we use as a replacement for bonds. And we've broken these products down. We know them like the back of our hand. You don't want the traditional annuity that guarantees you an income stream. You want the, it shouldn't even be called an annuity. It should be called a risk-free mutual fund. That's really the way it works. But it's designed to give you that 6 to 7% replicating that bond return and provides you the safety and the lower fees. It's just it's a no-brainer. Last year, our 50-50 portfolio of that and stocks, our stock portfolio, was up over 18%. Average client paid 55 basis points, slightly more than 0.5%. So we're drastically decreasing your risk, we're drastically increasing the upside, and we're lowering the cost. That's all there is to it. Oh, and by the way, these things are liquid. You can get money in and out of them. As that safe part of your portfolio, it's an absolute no-brainer. Anyway, if you want to hear more about these products, if you want to look at our total portfolio solutions, whatever it is, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And look, there's no sneakiness to it. There's no secrets. We just do a side-by-side comparison of the last 10 years of performance of this portfolio, our portfolio that we're putting together, versus what you're currently in. We compare the costs. We compare the risks. We do the stress test through the financial crisis. It's that simple. You can call, get our free booklet, sign up for the newsletter, go to knowyourriskradio.com. Anyway, there's answers, guys. But don't wait till you feel the pain to make the change. Like I said, the bond issue is the easiest thing in the world. Take it from Warren Buffett. Now, you don't listen to me. Listen to the Oracle of Omaha, for crying out loud. So anyway, we got to run. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors, host of Long-Term Care Radio, right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. And Brian, you have a class coming up in Bellevue, June 2nd, a great way to learn about long-term care planning. What do you think is the one thing our listeners really need to know?
It's simple, Dory. Medicare and health insurance doesn't pay for long-term care. It's really up to you. In fact, there are only two ways to pay for long-term care. One is to pay out of pocket and watch everything you've worked hard for get whittled down, or the second way is to move that risk to an insurance company by setting up a long-term care plan.
Which is exactly what my wife and I did with Brian. I encourage you to do the same. Sign up for Brian's next class, June 2nd. Learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most with the newest programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And learn more by tuning in every Saturday morning at 7 for Long-Term Care Radio on Cairo Radio.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. And during the break, I'm just reading more of this Bloomberg article that you guys have to check out. It's called Getting Rich on Government-Backed Mortgages. I mean, literally, it looks like a scene out of The Big Short. The movie. Just incredible how short financial memories are. Anyway, I don't want to get hung up on that. Want to talk about something called sequencing risk, because this is a real risk that almost nobody talks about. And it's fascinating because returns on investment are complicated things. It's one of the reasons that we focus on the fee side of things, right? Like I told you, our average 50-50 client portfolio that did over 18% last year, again, that's no guarantee of future performance, but and we had 55 basis points of total cost in that portfolio. That performance is net of cost. The reason we focus on the fee side of things is because the difference between 55 and 1.2% or 1.5% over a 10 to 20 year period of time, it's a lot of money. And right alongside with that is something that most people don't understand. I don't really hear any other financial advisors talking about, but it's called sequencing risk. And it really comes into play once you're in retirement, because there's an interesting dynamic. When you're saving for retirement, you're 35 years old, if you're doing it on your own, now I still believe there are times where we should have more exposure to risk and less exposure to risk. I just think it, you know, you look at Warren Buffett, you look at the other greatest investors in the world, and when things are super expensive, you don't buy anymore. You save up for when they get cheap. Doesn't mean you're trying to time markets. You're just saving for when they go on sale. But if you're 35 years old and you're investing by yourself and you're not going to pay a guy like me to do it or somebody else to do it, I think you should be just 100% stocks all the time until you get within 10 years of retirement because of sequencing risk. Now, what is sequencing risk? Sequencing risk has to do with the returns on your investment based on when certain events happen. So for instance, if you're in stocks, you average 9% a year, depending on, or 10% or whatever it is, depending on when those big years happen, the big up years, 30% like 2013, or big down years, 08, 09, depending on when those events take place, it has a very big impact on the ending valuation. For instance, if in the beginning years you're investing, the big gains, your biggest gaining years come in the early years, it ends up with a bigger amount of money down the road. If you take those same years over a 30-year time frame, market does the exact same thing, but you reverse it. So the big, best performing years happen at the end as opposed to the beginning, you end up with a smaller amount of money. It's pretty crazy the big impact it can have. Now, the reason this is so impactful to retirement is because, A, right, it'll influence the amount of money you've got going to retirement. That's the easy part that everybody knows. The other thing in retirement is we're actually spending our money down. And when we've got stocks and bonds and we go through a period of time like 2008, 2009, which is going to happen again, guys, it's just a matter of time, not only do our assets take a hit, but we're forced to sell those assets at depreciated prices. So when the market bounces back, we don't have nearly as much money. Why? Because even though our assets take a 40% hit in value, right, with a big market downturn, our cost of living doesn't go down 40%. So we still have to liquidate the same amount of money from our accounts every month. And I just want to do a quick segment on that. But if you're sitting at home and you just have this attitude, we're going to ride it up and down, and not in retirement. Anybody that tells you to do that isn't paying attention. Not in retirement. You need to protect against the big drawdowns, the big losses. You also need to get the bonds out of your portfolio, for crying out loud. It's just going to be a cancer on your returns. It's going to eat your returns alive. But Google sequencing risk. Look at it, because it's fascinating. Anyway, we're going to be right back with our final segment. We're going to talk about REITs. We got to run, take a quick break. If you're interested in what we're talking about, you want to get our free booklet on our bond replacement, how we're lowering fees, increasing upside, and drastically lowering risk, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. You can schedule a 15-minute portfolio review over the phone where you talk to me. We just compare what you're currently doing to what we're doing with our clients, show you how much we can lower your fees by, or you can order the Common Sense booklet. Anyway, give us a call. Go to knowyourriskradio.com. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Got to take this quick break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Man, this hour flew by. Always does. Anyway, want to get right into it because there's a topic that we've never discussed on the show before, and it fits right into our risk management approach, which all of you know by now, I'm sure, if you've heard the show at least once, that when we're looking at an environment like this where we've got asset classes across the board all at record highs and all the other different things, record debts built up and all the political turmoil and all that kind of stuff, that one of the things that we're focused singularly on that we talk about all the time is risk management. And here's a great practical piece or a great practical illustration of what we mean by that. What we mean by risk management is optimizing the performance of the portfolio while limiting downside risk. Okay, and there's a lot of different ways to do that, contrary to what you probably are thinking, which is just stocks and bonds. Right? You guys have heard me rage on and rail on bonds, so I don't want to go any more into that. But I want to talk about REITs, real estate investment trusts. Now, when we're talking about REITs, we've got to be careful, real estate investment trusts, because there's a ton of them out there. As a matter of fact, I don't know if there's another asset class that's so specific, because a real estate investment trust is a very specific type of investment, but that's so wide-ranging, right? I mean, it can be apartments in Venezuela. It could be shopping malls in Vancouver, Canada. It can be everything, right? And the behavior of those different assets or those different parts or those different sectors that a real estate investment trust in, they can behave completely differently, right? Apartment housing in Venezuela, that probably might not, thanks to Nicolas Maduro, that might not be the best example. But the returns on that can vary widely from commercial real estate in Ireland. Drastically. And the problem I've usually had with real estate investment trusts is that they're too narrow. And I get why, but they focus on a specific segment of the real estate market that they know really well, and that's the real estate investment trust. So typically, to have a real estate investment trust investment, we'd want to have five or six of them packaged together. And then they've got different termination rules and it causes a lot of other issues in the portfolio. And quite honestly, I think they get used too much and they can be a source of underperformance and excess fees. However, there are exceptions. We have recently started using a fund and this is exactly why we've used it. Over the last 20 years, It is delivered, I want to say, somewhere just right around 520-530% total return over the last 20 years. It's diversified across residential, multifamily, commercial real estate, office buildings, shopping malls, and globally diversified. So it covers all different sectors of the real estate investment market, real estate investment trust. And more importantly, the returns were almost identical, actually better than the S&P 500 over the last 20 years, but it did it with a quarter of the volatility, right? Again, risk management. How do we get that stock-like performance and lowering that risk? The proper real estate investment trust. If you'd like to hear about this real estate investment trust that we're currently using, which is managed by the second largest real estate investment trust company in the world, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And you'll start to get an idea about, we can get safer, we can lower fees, we can drastically reduce downside risk and not give up that upside performance. It's not an all or nothing game. It's about diversification and risk management, managing your downside, managing your expenses, and improving your gains. And I think that's the thing everybody has a misconception about. This isn't about sticking money under your mattress and, you know, being a chicken little. This is about being smarter. This is about having your assets work more effectively for you and expose you to less risk, which can greatly damage, reduce, hinder, handicap your retirement years. And that's not why you've been saving. So if you want to hear about that real estate investment trust as well as our bond replacement, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Go to knowyourriskradio.com, get our common sense investing booklet, set up a 15-minute phone consultation where we combine side by side what we're doing with what you're currently doing and just show you the performance and the cost. No hidden secrets, no arm twisting. Anyway, we got to run. Enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. Take a second out to think about those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Have a great weekend. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.